Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting 9th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington. Throws the ball into Kessinger who tags Ogilvie trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Washington reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount scores. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Ogilvie steals third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Orta moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner scores. Moore moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stone. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Horta scores. One out. It's 5-1, Brewers. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing center field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball towards left. Gar catches it and throws to Orta, who relays to Johnson to double up Ogilvy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Naorodny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Gar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gar. Thomas scores. Yount moves to second. It's 6-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 7-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. It's 8-1, Brewers. Laron Lagro now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bannister is hit by the pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.